to help. Your host for the show is Lisa Seif, who is a practicing professional counselor and adjunct professor at USI. Lisa invites you to pick up the phone and give her a call at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. We hope you enjoy today's program. And now, Radio Rehab.
Good morning. Marvelline Prince here with two great men that I consider great that have been on a journey for a very, very long time. Radio Rehab addresses, we try to address some of the issues in the community as it relates to the drug culture. Alcohol, drugs, prescription pills, you name it, it's all out there. And these two men I've known for a very, very long time. And I'm very proud to have them on the show. They've been on before. I don't think they can be on enough because they have a message. If you want to call in, you can call in at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. Steve Brown and Fred Moore, I'm going to let you introduce yourselves. And I want you to just tell the listening audience when you started on this journey, why you started on this journey, and what needs to be done, even though you've been on this journey for a very long time. Steve, you want to go first?
I'll let Fred go first. You're ready for that.
You got me.
And I take orders well. So he gives orders, yeah. And I take them well.
Is he older than you?
He's older than
okay,
me.
Then yeah.
We were
okay,
taught respect from a long time ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he gives orders well.
Yes.
And Marvelline, and to our listening audience, it's a pleasure to be here this morning. It truly is. And I listen to the Radio Rehab program every Saturday morning.
Oh, great.
And I do think that we have a problem in our community, and that problem is getting worse and worse all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my name is Frederick Moore, and I'm a minister at the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and also I'm a part of the Behind the Walls Prison and Jail ministry with myself and Steve and a few other people. I began participating with those who had problems with drugs or those who had problems being incarcerated in jail about 24 years ago, actually. 24 years ago when the Youth Care Center first opened up,
mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to serve as one of the original staff on the Youth Care Center. So I had an opportunity to work with Roger Mason and with Roger, I had the opportunity.
Who's Roger Mason?
Roger Mason, he was actually a young man from Harrison High School, and he was our all-state football player,
mm-hmm.
who has a very strong compassion for helping young men who have fallen into diverse situations.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger's gifted. He's truly gifted at that. He had a vision. He worked in the court system. But he had a vision of more than putting people in jail. His vision was to minister to them,
mm-hmm.
to precipitate a change,
mm-hmm.
in the choices that they were making,
mm-hmm.
that were taking them to the youth care center or to boys' school or inadvertently to jail and then to prison or even death. And his desire and his hope was to change people's lives by offering them opportunities or different ways of thinking. But I started that over 24 years ago, and I served there for about 3 years, and then I went back to work in the construction field. But I always had been ministering and sharing with young men who had struggled with alcohol and drug abuse because I came from a background of that myself, Marvelline, and I had been delivered, and I
mm-hmm.
knew that there is a way once you've been delivered to give back what's been given to us. And so what I started to do was reach out to young men who I saw were struggling with drugs and alcohol, and allow them to know that there was a way that you could change that. You didn't have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to keep going back to jail. You didn't have to keep going to the rehab. You didn't have to keep going to all these programs. You had to make a change, but that change had to come from the inside.
Right, right.
It had to come from the inside.
So you had a testimony to give because you had been there and done that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I do have a testimony, and I will share that later on in the program. But I'm gonna let Steve introduce himself,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go.
I too, Marvelline, would like to thank you for the opportunity to be on your program this morning. My name is Stephen Brown. I have been doing prison and jail ministry for 37 years now.
Wow.
I started in 1976 at the old Vandenberg County Jail.
You're going to tell your age there in a minute.
Yeah, you do the math. I've been doing it over half of my adult life.
That's great. That's great.
You ask the question to tell us what you do and why you do it. Well, when I became a Christian in 1974, this is part of the calling. Mm-hmm. Salvation is not only understanding that you have eternal life, but being a Christian means that you go to those that the Bible calls the least of us.
Right.
Those that are naked, those that need food, those mm-hmm. that are incarcerated.
Thank you.
The downtrodden, the dispossessed, and the disinherited. And
mm-hmm.
When I understood that that's what I was supposed to be doing, then it actually became natural to want to go out and see people come out of their sinful states, understand what God has done for them, and that it's contagious. You pass on to somebody what good things have come your way. And being in prison and jail ministry, believe me, you see what is known as the least of them. You see people who've given up. You see people who said, it's impossible for me to make it. And you offer them hope, you offer them courage to get out there and do the things that they need to do. So that's why I do what I do.
Okay, so let's talk about the travel, the places that you go, both of you. When you go to those places, those are different prisons, prison ministry, and you see, what do you hear the most from, especially African-American men? And that's no slight on other people of color or whites, but we know that it's a big cancer in our community, in the African-American community, the drug and alcohol culture. What do you hear the most? Do you hear people making excuses? Do you hear people fessing up? Do you hear people saying, you know, I want to do right? What do you hear the most?
I hear a little of both. I hear people who do confess up. Who, one of the things is, it's amazing when you start talking about the African American community. Most of us have a strong closeness with our grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times I've heard men in prison say, you know, my grandmother used to say that.
Right.
If I had listened to my grandmother. Mm-hmm. Now, we know hindsight's 20/20. They look back, and mm-hmm. what they can pull out of their memory bank is something that their grandmother told them years ago, and they said, that's why I'm sitting here. So in a sense, yeah, there's a confession to it. But, you know, in our prisons right now, Marvelyn, you know, there's a large population of African-American men and women.
Mm-hmm.
There's a large population of uneducated people in prison. There's a large population of young people compared to what it was when I first started. At the county jail in 1976, if we had 5 women in jail, that was an abundance. The housing units at the Vandenberg County Detention Center right now hold 64, and we've got some women sleeping in the boats there.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about where? Not the Vandenberg County Jail, but someplace else?
No, I'm talking about the Vandenberg County
Jail
right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Because I work part-time in community corrections and work release, and I know the last figure I heard, it was 73, and I went like 73. So yeah. It's gone down a little bit, yeah. But back in our day, Steve, you didn't hear of that.
No, like I said, years ago, in 1976, I can remember 5 women being in jail. That was a large number. So now, when you say you got over 64, that's quite a few, and most of it is from drugs.
Oh, yeah. In fact, let me see if it's time for a break. I know we started a little bit late, but let me see if it's time for a break. We'll keep talking until then. Kind of lost my thought. What did I say?
Well, Marvelyne, and you know, you asked us about when we go to these different prisons and these different places, do we see men confessing, particularly African-American men, confessing to the things that brought them down, or are they avoiding the things that brought them down?
Mm-hmm.
But I, like Steve, I found that what we do, because we have an opportunity to minister, we go in, and what we do is we're not considered enemies. They actually look at us as somebody who's really concerned, somebody who cares because we do. They want to bear, they want to share what's really deep on the inside and what's really hurting them.
Because somebody hasn't been listening, probably.
Yeah.
And they trust you. That's the thing, the trust factor.
Right. And I think that's what has helped us is the word of mouth. The gentleman may start out in one prison, but before their sentence is over, they may have to go to another prison or another prison. But when somebody touches their life, what they end up doing is they share that with others as they go to other places. Mm-hmm. So when we go in, there's already been talk about
you guys.
Already what we've done in other places. Mm-hmm. And so they feel free to be able to walk up to us. One of the things that Steve and I talk about a lot of times is when we go every month to carry on the services that we're allowed to carry on, there's a line of people waiting.
Are
just
serious?
That 30 seconds, that 1 minute that we can give them listen to whatever concern that they actually have, because they know that we care. You know, we may not be able to fix that problem, but we do care. And one thing we do share with them is that we'll pray with them and we'll pray for them. And that's always a big plus.
Okay, hold that. Let me see if it's time for us to break.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville.
With the great value at Ashley Furniture Home Store, it only looks like I have expensive taste.
Get 14 pieces for just $7.99 at Ashley Furniture Home Store's incredible 14-piece room package event. Get 14-piece living rooms or bedrooms for only $7.99, plus 12 months no interest. 14 pieces for just $7.99 at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ready to purchase your next new or used car? Then come in and see Anthony Hughes at Town & Country Ford today at 7800 East Lloyd Expressway. Mr. Hughes will match or beat any price from another Ford dealer with copy of deal and will give you up to $2,000 off a used vehicle. Just mention you heard this radio ad. Refer a friend? Get a $150 check. Stop by Town & Country Ford today and ask for Anthony Hughes or give him a call at 812-480-9611.
Thank you, Tri-State, for making KC Beauty Mart your one-stop shop. We carry thousands of hair products to meet your every need with over 600 synthetic wigs. Come check out our authentic snapbacks for only $25.99. Boots are buy one, get one half off. And you can't beat our large selection of clothing and accessories. And there's even a 30-day layaway plan. Ladies, we even service your eyelashes for just $4. Stop in Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. or on Sundays from noon to 7 p.m. KC Beauty Mart, located on Van Avenue, next to the Family Dollar, is your one-stop shop.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
You're listening to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM, WEOA. We encourage you to call into this live program at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. You can also listen on the World Wide Web at 1400 AM, WEOA.com. We thank our guests for coming in today. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
We are back. Marvelline and Steve and Fred. Where did we leave off, Steve?
Well, when we left off, we were talking about the young men's, whether they were showing confession over what they had done or whether they were avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about is that because God has given us this ministry and we have a concern and we have compassion, we truly care about what's going on in those young men's lives, is that they're more willing to open up and share with us those deep, deep, dark secrets mm-hmm. that have caused them to fall into the lifestyles that they've fallen mm-hmm. in. And Marlene, one of the things that you always talk about is this drug, these alcohol. You know, most of the young men that I've talked to, that when they committed whatever crime it was that got them in prison, mm-hmm. they were either under the influence of
yes.
alcohol
yep.
or they had had some kind of drug. And they mm-hmm. would readily admit that to you. Mm-hmm. But that was the lifestyle that they had chose to live. Mm-hmm. And they were living in that lifestyle. And of course, they always would say, that, Reverend, if I could go back.
Mm-hmm.
And we know you can't.
Right.
But if I could go back to that 1 second before I made that decision that got me here, I wouldn't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. And my conversation with them is I understand that you wouldn't, because there's been a conversion in your life
mm-hmm.
now. You've been changed. You know, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Right.
Old things are passed away. And behold, all things become brand new. You think different now. You mm-hmm. even walk different now. You even talk different. And I know you wouldn't make that same decision, but we can't go back and change it.
Right.
But what I try to get them to do is to understand that you can be
You can focus on the future.
Yeah, and the positive change of somebody else's life that we don't get an opportunity to see. Because,
mm-hmm.
Marlene, when we go in, you know, we might have 150 come to a worship service, but there's 2,200 in that prison.
Oh, wow.
So that at 150 that we get to minister to, we try to share with them. The ones we can't get to, that's your job, because
mm-hmm.
you live with them every
mm-hmm.
day.
Right.
You live with them
Spread
every
the
day.
Word. Spread
and
the
you
word.
You have an opportunity to let your light shine, that they might see
mm-hmm.
the change that's in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we encourage them to do, if you're going to talk, you need
walk the walk.
Right. And you need to walk it, not just here in this worship service for these 2 hours that we're here, but the other 23 hours that you're
mm-hmm.
locked down in that prison cell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I tell you, these young men are really, and Steve can attest to that, when the Lord has changed these young men's lives, the same exuberance that they used out in the street
mm-hmm.
to do the things that they were doing, they're
mm-hmm.
using that same exuberance and excitement for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they love doing what they're doing.
Yeah, are most of these young men, because I call them young men, because out at the Vandenberg County Work Release and Home Detention, there's about, I mean, I would say between the ages of 18 to 40 is your age group that's in that program or out at Vandenberg County Corrections. Is that sort of the same way it is in the prisons, the age group?
They's pretty much. Most of them will tell you, the correctional officers will say oftentimes, you know, they're getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting younger and younger. And one of the things that I've done at the Vandenberg County Detention Center, I went through my jail list, and I looked at all the young men in there that were born between 1988 and 1996, which would give me an audience of young men between the ages of 18 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't do that to exclude some of the older guys,
right.
but I found out when you have just a closed session with maybe 9 or 10 guys out of a cell house between that age who still have the time to make the change and
mm-hmm.
get back in school, get
mm-hmm.
back in college, get back in Ivy Tech, they begin to talk a little bit more. Some people won't say certain things in front of other people. So with that list, I'm able to get that nucleus. I'm able to get that group of young men
mm-hmm.
and talk to them. And you'd be surprised at how some of them, I always look at myself as a father going into that jail.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the time at the county jail, or I'll say 90% of the time, the guys that I have, I'm older than all of them.
Sure, you are.
And probably 40% of them, I'm old enough to be their father.
I was going to say, you're old enough to be their dad.
You know, so it does. It gives you that communication with them. But when Fred was talking about going into the facilities, talking with these young men, you know, just because you walk in there with a Bible, just because you say you're a minister,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't carry any weight.
Exactly.
You know what they look for? They look for faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
They look to see that you're going to be there.
When you care about them.
That's right. When the weather's bad,
mm-hmm.
are you going to drive up that highway? When it's snow, are you going to drive up that highway? When it's a storm,
mm-hmm.
they look for us to be there. Mm-hmm. And over the years, you develop credibility.
Well, it's just like Lisa Seifer, the co-host, who is actually the host of this show. She called me this morning. She said, I think she's listening in. I'll get her on this one. She said, are you going to be able to make it? Because, you know, it's icy, and who's going to clean off your car? I said, I've been cleaning it off for years. And so, you know, I love doing this because you and my other guests and Fred and Steve and everybody that's on this show, we may say something, you may say something that may help someone, that may save somebody's life. So this is, radio rehab is very important to me. So go ahead and finish, Steve.
The other point I want to make is a lot of our young men and women in jail, they cannot communicate. Mm-hmm. They cannot, they've got the street lingo, but to sit down with somebody when your life is on the line, mm-hmm. and you're sitting and talking with an attorney, or you're talking to a judge, mm-hmm. you're talking to somebody who's going to have some say-so about where you go and what happens in
your livelihood.
They don't know how to communicate. Then they walk in, and they believe everything all the other inmates have said. Well, so-and-so got out on this. You ought to be able to get out on this, or don't mm-hmm. do this, or don't do that. They're just totally confused, and it doesn't take much to just buy into the penal system attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And they give up, and they give up. And I think that's where we come in. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a minister or not, whether you're going in presenting the gospel, I think all of us who want to see a change in the community have something to contribute.
Exactly.
And the question on the floor is, I would say to this listening audience who are listening to us right now, what are you doing
Thank
to make
you.
A difference?
Thank you.
What are you doing to make a difference? You have something to bring to the table. Somewhere.
And you know what, Steve and Fred, when you've been blessed, and we all have, because we're sitting right here right now,
yes,
we're in our
ma'am.
Right mind.
Yes, ma'am.
And we see somebody or someone that is sick, that you know that there's something going on, and you walk past or turn your back on that person, people said, don't complain. I said, the Lord gonna get you. And that's just the way I feel about it. We have a lot to do in our community. And if we can get some more Steves and Freds and come from behind our walls at home or church or community and give some help, let's just, because we got a lot of young people out there that are suffering mentally with the drug culture. I've never seen it quite this bad. Have you?
The drug culture, it's getting, you know, Sister Marvelline, this is getting, it's getting worse and worse every day. You know, when we were on a year ago, I gave my testimony about how my life started off with just one marijuana cigarette when I was 16 years old. And,
mm-hmm.
then 15 years later, there I was as a crack addict, you know what I mean, walking mm-hmm. the streets at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to beg, borrow, steal whatever I could get to get that drug. And I knew that all of that began with a choice that I made at 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity just this past month to work with a person who is caught up in a drug addiction right now. And what I thought I could do, Marlene, what I thought I could do, because I know what worked in my life, was offer them a place of refuge away from the drugs, mm-hmm. the alcohol, that group of people.
Mm-hmm.
That they had found themselves tied up, tangled up, and shackled up to,
mm-hmm.
and what then allowed them to continue in their choices to use drugs. But one thing I realized is that if you don't make that choice on the inside, if you don't truly determine that you are through, you're finished, you don't want that life anymore, somebody can give you a place to go hide, but then what happens when you stop hiding?
Okay, hold that thought. I think it's time for another break. We're going to see.
Our country was stricken by horrific tragedies in 2012. This has brought the topic of mental health to the forefront of all of our minds. It is so important for our community to recognize and guide our loved ones to seek help. Please, please call Brentwood Meadows if you know someone who may be suffering from a mental health issue. It could be depression, anxiety, or even loneliness. These people need our help. Call Brentwood Meadows today at 858-7200. There's hope. There's help. That's 858-7200.
more people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville.
With the great value at Ashley Furniture Home Store, it only looks like I have expensive taste.
Get 14 pieces for just $7.99 at Ashley Furniture Home Store's incredible 14-piece room package event. Get 14-piece living rooms or bedrooms for only $7.99, plus 12 months no interest. 14 pieces for just $7.99 at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tune in every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Sunday Evening Gospel Show, hosted by Byron Lander. Byron plays your favorite traditional and contemporary gospel music while providing you with inspirational thoughts and messages that will bless your soul. You can call in your musical and prayer requests at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. The Sunday Evening Gospel Show is always found right here on Magic 98.5 FM and 1400 AM.
Listen Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m. for your Live Smart Tip of the Day, sponsored by Vectren. These weekly tips provide you with some free and low-cost ways to keep your energy costs under control during the winter heating season. To manage your account or to learn about Vectren rebates or other conservation tips, log on to www.vectren.com. Your Live Smart Tip of the Day is heard here on 1400 a.m. and the new Magic 98.5 FM.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
Welcome back. Listening audience, if you got a question, just call in for and ask Fred or and Steve. But where were we at when the commercial came?
Well, I was talking about the last time we were on, we talked about my choice to start using drugs and where that ended up. And then I was sharing with our audience and with you and Steve is that I had taken on the task mm-hmm. in the last couple of months of trying to help somebody precipitate a change in their life. And what I allowed them to do was move into my home. You know what I mean? Which what I knew was a place of
that was brave
refuge
of you.
And a place that if you don't bring it in here, it's mm-hmm. not coming in here. It's mm-hmm. not it's not here. This is a place that you can run. But three things that has to happen, choices have to be made in a person's life. They have to choose to change the people that they hang around with. They have to choose to change the places that they go.
That's right.
And they have to choose to change the things that they participate in. Well, this person was able to do it good for a month,
mm-hmm.
but then they started
drifting,
and the next thing you know, they're back out there again. And what that taught me, Marvelline, is that you can give a person a place to go,
mm-hmm.
but until they actually make that choice,
deep down, to deal with that
issue, or the reason that they chose to do drugs. You know, a lot of times people will make excuses for why they do what they do. But the actuality is it's a choice. You chose to do this. You chose. Now, what made you make that choice? That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. And so you know, in
many... Do you think, though, let me just ask you this, though. Okay. Do you think it has anything to do with genetics? Do you think it has anything to do with something in your brain that triggers after long-term use? You know what I'm saying? Do people... Can psychiatrists do a test to try to figure out? You know, I guess that's, I've always been very inquisitive about people that use. I know you said it's a choice, and I think some parts of it is a choice, because if you want to stay clean, you know what you got to do to stay clean. But, you know, I never used.
Mm-hmm.
Never chose to.
Mm-hmm.
My father, I never seen my father drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, my parents took us to church every Sunday. And a lot of it, I think it has to do with how you come up, and then again, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got kids that are wealthy,
mm-hmm.
They live very wealthy, and Woodstock is all you got to look at way back in the day. And those rich kids, they got using that LSD and boy. So anyway, but the choice is really the person's choice. That's the bottom line, I think, that is the bottom line.
Well, Marlene, you know, the people that, when I chose to start using drugs and the people that I started hanging around, now most of us are clean and we're mm-hmm. outside of that life anymore. Mm-hmm. But what we do talk about was, what was the original reason, the original reason that you chose to start, that you chose to start using drugs? And it all goes back to a desire to fit in with a group of people mm-hmm. that weren't the people that we needed to fit in with. See, in an essence, we were...
What about insecurities?
That was part of it, because we were trying to fit in with a group of supposedly popular people mm-hmm. because they were engaged in this lifestyle that was glamorous and mm-hmm. and supposedly exciting. And so we wanted to fit in with that group of people when in an essence, you should have been setting the standard. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what I've learned in my life now, is that it's not so much to fit in with people, but to set a standard. Because I've been given gifts and talents and given abilities. And the Bible tells me to let my light shine, and not to set it and hide it under the table, but to set it on top of the table so that they can see that there is a change. There is a way. There, you can make choices. You can do different things. You don't have to go to those places. And when I made that change in my life, Marlene, it wasn't that I changed my friends. Those are still my friends, but I changed participating in what they were participating
right,
in.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm a suspicious person, of course. I don't think the drugs just accidentally hit our community. To me, it's another Jim Crow of sorts. And I know that it is, we do talk about choice, but... I do think that they didn't accidentally hit our community. And the little kids that's on the corner selling drugs, they're not the drug dealers. If they did, they'd have a car. They wouldn't be having their pants swagging. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, let me just get away from that and talk to Steve a little bit about what you all do when you go to the prisons. Some of the young people that get out, once they're released, do you still have contact with them, or do they, how does that work?
Yes, we still have contact with a lot of them. Fred and I receive a lot of letters. We try to point them in the right directions.
Now, let me just say this before you go any further, Steve. You have a show, you and Fred, on Sunday afternoons to talk about what goes on. And I've heard some of the letters you've read from some of the young men that you've witnessed to. So what time is your show so that people will know that?
It's at 7:30 every Sunday, Sunday night.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yes, we do. We try to offer them... tell them places that they can go. There are not a lot of safe houses.
Resources.
But even the ones that we do tell them about, some take advantage of them, some don't. Some of them would really rather come back and just get back with that same old community. And you have to take what people say with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. In prison, in jail, in a church service, you're going to hear all the right words. But once their feet hit the concrete of the world, then you see a difference.
That's right.
Just in passing, I'm going to go back just for a second when Fred was talking about the drugs and the kids that are on them. I think it really needs to be said that, you know, along with that pleasure comes pain, because there's a consequence. To be an addict, to be strung out for years, it couldn't be a good feeling. I talked to some young ladies who told me that they were living in vacant houses, that they were taking them, washing up in the filling station down the street. And now that they've got a little apartments in some of the one-room through the housing authority, mm-hmm. they just can't believe. One young man just told me, says, the first time in my life I've ever had anything, Mr. Brown. I said, well, you know, as easy, as quick as it was for you to get it, you can lose it that quick. So you're going to have to do as Fred said a while ago.
That's right.
You're going to have to leave all those people who are taking you down the drain.
That's right. You got to stay away from them.
When you say, what can we do in this community? I think we just keep hitting that same nail on the head. You got information. People need to be informed. Information is going to bring about participation. Mm-hmm. And the more people are informed, the more they can get involved in it. And don't ever give up.
Mm-hmm.
I was with three men
mm-hmm.
about 2 weeks ago. All three of them served time at the same prison. All three of them had murder charges, but all three of them are right now giving back in the community. And I mean giving back big time.
That's great.
I mean, they have jobs right now that are influencing young lives.
Mm-hmm.
So who would have thought it? But they held to their commitment. They got out. They got with the right people. And it wasn't a cakewalk. They had some difficult days, but there was somebody who came alongside mm-hmm. of them and helped them to get where
they had somebody to help support yeah. them. And that's what the community needs to do.
And they wanted the support. They wanted the support.
Right. You got to want it.
That's right.
You got to want it. I know that out to the Vandenberg County detention, probably 75 to 80%. I think the sheriff said about 75 to 80% of their own drug-related charges. Because if you go back and look at, you know, if they do a theft, person does a theft, you dig back further in their records, it's going to, somehow or another, it's usually drug-related because they need that, to do that theft to get drugs. So when you go to the prisons and you talk to the people, do you think that you really, I know that they trust you because you've been doing this for so long, they trust you, but do you ever do any, after folks are released, I know you do some follow-up, but do people call you and want to know what resources are available or... Because, like you said, you're old enough to be some of their fathers.
Yeah, yes, they do. And Fred and I both got a call from a young man, and I hope he's listening to this program right now.
Mm-hmm.
He served a lot of time in prison. He's very, very ill right now.
Oh, wow.
Very ill. But you know what he told us? He told us a story about an elderly couple that sent him a Christmas card and a birthday card every year for 17 years.
You know, I heard you all talking about that on your show.
That he never met.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And... finally, after about
somebody cared for him.
Mm-hmm. He only got it from the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Inquired about that. The old man had died. The lady kept sending them.
Mm-hmm.
For 21 years, finally, he didn't get them from anybody at all. And he inquired again and found out that the man and woman both had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that he couldn't get through his mind, why would somebody that he'd never met, didn't know, and I said, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're supposed to do.
It's unconditional.
And that had
love.
The biggest impression on him. He wasn't a church-going person.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I've been going into the prison, he never came to anything that I've done.
Oh, really?
But he sat on his hospital bed and told Fred and I that story, and he still couldn't comprehend. He couldn't comprehend love. He couldn't comprehend grace. He couldn't comprehend forgiveness because he thought the lifestyle that he'd live was so bad.
He didn't forgive himself.
He didn't forgive himself. And he didn't realize that there was hope. And that's what we all all have hope written on our chest when we go out there.
Yes,
you know?
Whether
you embrace what I'm believing or not, you need to understand that there's hope and that your condition does not have to be your conclusion.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, last year, I remember the problems on the south side of the city, and you were involved in that. Were you involved in that too, Fred? When we come back from break, we got about another minute. I want you to just talk a little bit about that and where that's at now. I still say most of the violence that goes on in this city and other places too, it's usually deep down it's drug related. So most often it's drug related.
That's where the money is.
Yeah, that's where the money is. It's just like... what's his name? The movie that Denzel Washington portrayed. Not Training Day. The big drug dealer in Harlem.
Frank.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville.
With the great value at Ashley Furniture Home Store, it only looks like I have expensive taste.
Get 14 pieces for just $7.99 at Ashley Furniture Home Store's incredible 14-piece room package event. Get 14-piece living rooms or bedrooms for only $7.99. Plus 12 months no interest. 14 pieces for just $7.99 at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too, but you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Only the Home Depot has Glidden Duo paint starting at only $24.97 a gallon. The latest, boldest colors are coming to walls near you. And because Glidden Duo is paint plus primer, you save time. Bring lighter to the living room, brighter to the kitchen, and better looking to every wall in between. Boring walls can finally be shown the door. Thanks to Glidden Duo paint starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
We are back. Where were we? Fred and Steve.
Well, your last comment was about the things that happened on the south side of Evansville.
Yeah, south side of Evansville last year. And I think at the mother, with the child that lost, the mother that lost the child, she still is pressing that. What did you all do, and what impact do you think it made on our community?
Well, Steve was really adamant and excited about for getting men together. And,
well, he's a community organizer.
Right, and to make an impression on the young men's lives. So Steve, you know, for a couple of weekends in a row, he called men together, and men came together, and we went out and canvassed the community. And what our hope and desire was to show young men that there are other ways that you can deal with the things in your life that you're dealing with other than to shoot and kill one another or mm-hmm. to sell drugs to one another. Mm-hmm. And so what we had an opportunity to do was go and Steve gave us assignments. As you noticed earlier, he orders well. So he gave us
he's the boss.
He gave us assignments and you should have saw the excitement with those men took those assignments.
I saw that on television.
Were excited about going out and about talking to the young men that came across your path. And I tell you, it was a great experience. And it still goes on today. Steve and I guess 2 months ago, about 4 or 5 people went out to Anthony Oaks and did the same scenario and went out on the west side and did the same scenario, witnessing and canvassing the community.
Mm, fantastic.
Talking and sharing with people, giving them hope, because like Steve said earlier, if we don't have hope, we don't have anything.
Right.
And can anything change? Yes. Can anybody change? Yes. And one of the things that Steve touched on when we were sharing with the young men in the hospital room is that he just didn't feel like he deserved another chance. Because of all the things he had done in his past.
He hasn't forgiven himself.
Yeah, he didn't feel like that a holy God could forgive him for all his unholy deeds. But the thing he had to realize is that's in his past. And what grace does, it means God's riches at Christ's expense. When Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he covered all sins.
All sins.
Every single one of them. Past,
still
present, and
the
future. And so what he has to learn to do, as you said, Marlene, is forgive himself.
Mm-hmm.
Is to realize most of those people, as Steve said earlier, they done forgot all about it.
Well,
he's been gone so long.
Exactly.
They don't even know
exactly.
Who he is anymore.
Right. Because he was in that day. Yeah. And it's a new day now there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And everybody that comes into the church, it's not sin-free. And that's what I think a lot of people have to understand, that they're, you know, because you're coming, even when you think you got it going on and you a good old Christian, there's something that we do.
Right.
If I just, you know, that's a sin. So we, you know, go ahead, Steve.
You know, it's amazing that when you go out on the street, where you see and meet these people at other places. I have guys coming to me in Wendy's or at a football game or a basketball game.
You well known.
And it's just and I may not remember where I talked to them, and they'll bring up a story, and I say, okay, yeah, I remember that. Or they'll say, hey, Mr. Brown, or Chaplain Brown, I'm staying out of trouble. Well, then right away I know it's either prison or jail.
Mm-hmm.
But that, when we went out and we canvassed those neighborhoods, Mayor Winnicky went out with us. He wasn't mayor yet, I don't think.
Yeah,
he was just walking with us. He just walked up and asked. He said, you mind if... He never said anything. He didn't make a political speech. He just went with us. And they stopped at a car talking to... He and Tyrone Edwards stopped at a car. And the man in the car said, I know you. He said, I went to school with you.
Mm-hmm.
And to make a long story short, he had his yearbook on the dashboard of his car. Pulled that yearbook out and showed the mayor his high school picture, their high school pictures together. Now you say, well, what does that got to do with drugs or anything like that? All I'm saying is there was a connection there. The mayor will remember that, that people remember you, and they will always also remember the fact that he was out there trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until we take off our police uniforms, take off our robes, take our crosses from around our necks and the collars that we got to turn around backwards
and
go where they are. You know, the commission is to go, in case you've forgotten that. There was a time when we were told, the Jews were told to come to the temple, but the church was told to go to the world.
What did Jesus do?
That's exactly where he went. And not to have the Jonah and Elijah complex.
Yes.
You know, this one thing about drugs, we can talk about who it's hitting and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever's selling it don't care as long as they
get that money.
The money is not prejudice.
They'll
go wherever. They'll sell it to children. They'll sell it to adults. And in this country today, I honestly believe that you could take me to any major city in the United States of America, blindfold me,
mm-hmm.
and give me a blind man's cane, and I could tap my way to a crack house.
That's right.
And before I got there, somebody would stop me as a blind man
mm-hmm.
and ask me if I wanted to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
You just listen. It's everywhere. I listened to a young boy that's in jail right now. I went down to the segregated housing unit to talk to him. He was out to the alternative school where I do mentoring work. And I asked him about his case. He said, well, I just took these people to buy some pills. I said, you in the alternative school.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take anybody to get anything
mm-hmm.
that was detrimental to them?
Because prescription pills is the biggie now, the biggie.
Here's a kid who's just now getting back in school, getting himself together, and then a whole lot of other things got involved in that, and now he's sitting in a high-risk cell.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, did you know better? Do you know right from wrong? Yes. Did you know that was wrong? Yes, Mr. Brown. Then why did you do it? The basic answer, I don't know. Well, when that judge says something to you, you'll know.
That's right.
If you're going to act like a man, do manly things, be ready for the manly consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may sound, somebody over there might say, well, he's trying to be hard or harsh. No, I'm just trying to say this is a wake-up call.
Because, see, there's justice and there's justice. I don't think the young people understand that there's two sets of laws. There's laws for us, and I'm not just talking African Americans. I'm talking poor people. If you go in a bank and you rob it and say, I got a weapon, but you don't show it, and they catch you, you're going to get several years. If you work inside the bank and you, quote, unquote, embezzle some money, you probably get probation to ask you to pay the money back. So people have to understand that there are different laws in this country for the poor and the disadvantaged and the people of color. And I just want to mention to some, we talked about how kids keep sometimes be repeaters, and you see so many young people now in prison. We're not talking jail, we're talking prison, which is the same thing, but, you know, a lot of people where I work, they call it the PTR, petition to revoke, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And then they end up over in the jail. I'll go back to DOC, Department of Corrections. But there is a little hope for, there's hope always, regardless. But last year, and I'll mention this real quickly because we don't have a lot of time left, the Indiana Code amended the law to restrict criminal records. But there's always a lot of loopholes in that. If you have a D felony and you can petition the court to get it reduced to a misdemeanor. If you have missed, but it has to be 3 years old, the felony, D felony. It has to be nonviolent. If you have misdemeanors and it's been 8 years, you can petition the court to restrict those. And when I say restrict is, when you go to apply for a job and they do a background check, boom. If there's a D felony, I don't care if it is nonviolent, and usually it's drug-related, you're not probably going to get the job unless the person, the employer says, I really have a lot of faith in this person. The only thing is with the D felony is if you do something in the next 5 years after that's been reduced to a misdemeanor and you don't, get another D felony, they take it away. It puts it back on your record. And I'm going to be real, real brief on this. I'm doing, along with, under the supervision of an attorney, workshops in this community about restricting criminal records. The first one I did, 30 people showed up because they are anxious to get, they're not getting jobs because of the background checks. So I'm doing another workshop on the 11th at the Community Action Program from 5:30 to 6:30. It's open to the public, but you need to call to say that you're going to be coming because we only have so much space. Also, I'm going to mention that Fred wears several hats. He's also a minister. He's going to be the guest speaker at the 8 o'clock service next Sunday, March the 10th, for our pastor, Larry Rasko's and Trudy Rasko's 24 years of service at Nazarene Baptist Church. So please, if you get a chance, 8 o'clock service, there's going to be a reception afterwards. Fred's going to be the guest speaker. Not the guest speaker. He's one of our associate ministers. He's going to be the speaker. But he wears lots of hats, and so does Steve. The one thing I really like about these two gentlemen is that they've taken the message to the streets. They've gone to see about all people in the prison system that want the help. The drugs have gone rampant, and until we come together as a community and help the Freds and the Steves and the Marvelines and the Lisas, who's a substance abuse counselor, and the Kelly Scroggins, who's got restoration ministries, we've got a lot to do in our community, and we need your help. Come from behind the walls. Come from behind the pews in the church. You know how to get in touch with Fred. You know how to get in touch with Steve. You know how to get in touch with me. So last minute thoughts on both of you, right quick, because we've got about a couple of minutes.
I'd like to say to our listening audience is that what our desire...
Excuse me, and we never cover everything we said we're going to cover, never.
What our hope and our desire is that we'll continue to make a change. Steve and I say all the time that we're trying to work ourselves out of a job, which means that we would like to close those prisons down.
No, right, that's the goal.
So what we do is we give a message of hope so that they don't come back. So.
Mm-hmm. Steve.
I'd like just to say, if you're not involved, get involved. the future of this community, the future of this country is at stake. Mm-hmm. All of us have at least one gift that we can mm-hmm. put on the table. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make any difference about your age. Moses was 80 years old when he went to deliver the children of Israel. So mm-hmm. don't let the age be a factor. Just get busy doing something to make a difference. We're all leaving a legacy. Thank you.
Because all of us know someone that is addicted. It might be a loved one, a friend, a family member. And I think that if we do nothing, then we are part of the problem. And God's watching everything.
What's been said, Marlene, either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And what we want to be is part of the solution.
Yeah, and I'm proud of you guys for what
so
you
do. We thank you so much for what you're doing on this radio broadcast, and we thank you for inviting us here this morning to give an opportunity to share with the community what we believe is a change. It can make a change. And it's just not us. It's everybody out
yes,
there. You
yes.
can make a change in somebody's life.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Fred.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you next time.